Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us on the East Coast through DCNowRadio.com. We also welcome those joining us around the world through BlogTalkRadio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Today we have a national recording artist that really needs no introduction. Lil Scrappy is an individual who is not only passionate about music, but I think it comes out in everything that he does. He's here today to talk to us a little bit about his career, also to introduce his single No Love on our show and tell us what's coming up next for him. Lil Scrappy, welcome to Conversations Live. All right, we seem to be having a technical issue being able to bring Lil Scrappy in. What we're going to do is go ahead and play the single, No Love. When we come back, we're going to try to get that problem figured out here on our program. You listen to us here at 92.3 FM. Here is Lil Scrappy featuring Sakara with No Love. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Yeah. So we fighting, and then we loving. And we loving. In the AM, maybe we'll be nothing. And you say you like that real thug, real thug. But you hate it when them confused flow. For real though, love came through the front, went out the back though. Emotions are running, the pressure is coming. Can't believe you love me, cause your feelings are funny.
I'm so tired of going up and down, round and round. I'm so over it, I'm breaking down. I'm about to call it quits. I done had enough of it. My heart is so cold, I can't find no love here.
Stolen. My mind going crazy, should I stay or keep going? She don't love me, well I gotta embrace it. If I don't love her, baby girl you gotta face it. The thing about love, you can't find it or need to trace it. If love was a test, you either fail or you ace it. Love me for who I am. If not, I don't give a damn. Want the cars, house, and designer things. I get it, baby girl, you want the finer things. And I ain't hating on you, go and get it now. Matter of fact, go and get it, make daddy proud. Everything changed when you say the L word. Cause I can't say it back, I don't know what to tell her. You say, what is love? It's a powerful word. And it's more than great. Man, it's shocking her.
I'm so tired of going up and down, round and round. I'm so over it, I'm breaking down. I'm about to call it quits, I done had enough of it. My heart is so cold, I can't find no love here. I'm so tired of going up and down, round and round. I'm so over it, I'm breaking down.
I'm so tired of going up and down, round and round. I'm so over it.
know some of y'all going through it. Y'all see me go through it. But I'm good though, you feel me? Move on, another day, another trouble, another stress. See it? And I'm a daddy too, so I gotta be out. There you go.
Stations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And we're back with Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online through DCNowRadio.com, as well as BlogTalkRadio.com, those listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Lil Scrappy is one of those recording artists that people keep coming to time and again for great music and also a message as well. He's joining us live today to talk to us about his musical career and also what's coming up next for him. Lil Scrappy, welcome to Conversations Live.
What's happening?
Hey, man. Well, look, congratulations to you, man, not only on the new music, but really, I mean, just being able to keep your fans involved with everything that you have going on, man. We already have listened to on the show your single with Takara No Love. When you think about the love that you've been able to get from the music and the industry, man, what does it feel like to be doing something that you love so much?
It's beautiful because it's like, for one, it's a stress reliever, you know what I'm saying? I get to get my stress off, and I get to make some money, and I get to do, like, what I want to do, you feel me? I own my own label. I move how I want to move. I work every day like I was supposed to, you feel me? It's just like nobody's stopping me, you feel me? And it's like nobody's over me trying to make me do nothing, you know what I'm saying? It's what I love to do, and it just makes me feel so good. It's like a piece of paradise in life, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, you know, you have fans all over the place, including other artists as well. One of the artists that I've reached out to, Lil Scrappy, who I knew had benefited from you and what you've done, is Chamber of Southern Dynasty. Chamber had a couple of questions for you. Chamber, go ahead and ask Lil Scrappy.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. What's up?
All right. Well, first off, man, I want to congratulate you, man, on your comeback and your new single, man, with Takara. It sounds like a hit, man. Thing I want to ask you mostly, man, like being an artist as well as a producer, man. My first question would be, if you had to redo anything in your career, like reconstruct anything, what would have you done different to get to where you at now?
I would have, like, when I first came in, it was kind of sweet. You feel me? It was hard. But at the same time, I took it as it was always going to be there. I took it for granted. So I would never stop and chill out again. I thought I could sit back and help everybody else get them on and just take a chill from the business just to look at it. But you can't even take no breaks, you feel me? You got to always work so you can stay on top of it, you know what I'm saying? So I would never stop working. I'd never take a chill break.
Yeah, I can respect that. I'm kind of going through that, too. I think my second question would be is, like, what do you think as an artist, producer, CEO, what do you think the next step that you need to take to help get you to the next level of your career?
The next step I need to take, man, is just actually just branding. You feel me? Branding everything I got going on. I got the Russell Gang Music, Russell Gang Entertainment, and all that G's up, S-Line. I'm trying to brand my whole situation. That way, when you brand something, it's hard for everybody to forget it. Even if I'm not involved in it, somebody's going to be involved in it, and it's hard to hate 8 people. You feel me? You can hate 2 or 3 people, but it's hard to hate everybody. You're going to have to like somebody out of everybody. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I'm just into branding.
I can respect that. But Cyrus, I sure appreciate you for the opportunity to give me the time to talk to Lil Scrappy and to give some questions and stuff through.
All right, man. Look, we're glad to do it. And Lil Scrappy, I wanted to do that because, I mean, as someone who's been doing this show, I know that, I mean, when it comes to artists, I mean, there's different respect levels. I respect you as someone who enjoys your music. I know people like we have a Chamber and also Stanley Clark, who has a label. I mean, they respect you on a totally different level. What has it been like for you, man? You know, you talk about the branding, but, I mean, you really, one thing about you is you have respect across the board. I think there are some artists that wonder, how do you get to that point? How do you get to the point where you can do what you want want to do, but still have people respect you in the industry the way that they respect you?
It was just be strong, be a man about it. When I used to, back in the day, that's all I did was work. Every time they seen me come, every time somebody came in, I was doing something. I was acting. I went through stuff, you know what I'm saying? It's like people, as long as people see you still working and you go through stuff and you make it through it, people respect you. And then, like, years go by, people, and they see you still in it, after all the stuff you done been through, after all the hate, after all the blackball, all that stuff, when they see that and you still there, they have no choice but to respect it, you feel me?
Right.
And then I was one of the ones that put my genre of music to where it was at. I helped that. John didn't do it by himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? 666 didn't do it by themselves. It was help, you feel me? And I was like one of the first young crunk dudes that ever come out, you feel me? And I didn't stop when John stopped. I kept going,
right?
You feel me? So it just for people to see me like that, they that's what they get that respect from.
Yeah. A little scrappy. I think all greatness has a beginning. I mean, there comes a place where you know in your life that this is what you're supposed to do with your life, and then it's up to you to do it. When did you know that music was going to be your vehicle to be able to speak to the world and get the world to know who you were?
I got a place with her name, Miss Shanika, right? And she do the radio station out here in Atlanta. So, I'm in the clubs, man. I'm trying to get my stuff on, man, and just trying to get everything right. I ain't really thinking that I'm finna blow up. I'm just in the hood just trying to get my stuff on. So I'm working hard as hell.
Right.
So, man, that one song, Catch On, and she played on the radio. She said, this is the song I like, and I'm going to be 100% behind this because I hear it in the club all the time. You know, it's all the DJ messing with it. I'm finna throw it out there. And she threw it out there. And I was like, wow. You feel me? Like, after that, it was just, I'm talking about, everybody was like, whoa, you heard the song on the radio? It just gave me goosebumps. You feel me? So
right.
I was geeked off that. You know what I'm saying? I was geeked off the fact that when I was like, 8 years old and I went to school with ABC, Another Bad Creation, I seen all the bitches and everybody's screaming their name and chasing after them and stuff like that. I'm like, wow, you feel, I want to be in that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so I started writing poems when I got a little older, and after that, man, I just let that. I said, wow, I can kill two birds with one stone. I can put my feelings out, my stress out, and at the same time get some bread for it. You feel me?
Exactly, exactly. Also joining us in the conversation, we have Stanley Clark, who's the president of Real Deal Entertainment. Stan, you had a couple questions for Lil Scrappy.
Yes, yes. What's going on, man?
What's going on? What's going on, Steve?
All right, man. Like you said, brand everything, Real Deal Entertainment. All right, man, watch this here. This is what I got for you. What advice would you give to someone that's trying to get in the industry now with a major label?
My advice would be to make yourself as hot as possible before you go there because, I mean, when you just go there and you're not hot, you feel me, it's in their ball. It's in their court. The ball is in their court. But then when you're hot, the ball is in your court. And it's like, you got to try your best to be yourself and be hot. You feel me? Because it's all about originality. You know what I'm saying? They get geeked off originality. You feel me? So it's cool to go and be like, oh, man, I'm just geeking. I just want to sign because y'all Universal, y'all this Def Jam, y'all this right here. But what you need to really do is take put God first, pray, and go work for your own self. You know what I'm saying? So when they come for you, it ain't them asking you what you think you should get. It's them giving you what you worth. You feel me?
That's
the advice I give him.
Okay. The second question, man. At the end of your song, what you expect people to take away from your music?
You said what?
I said, at the end of your song, what you expect people to take away from your music when they listen to Scrappy? What you expect them to be like when they get through listening to Scrappy?
I just want them. I expect them to be like, man, homie, real. You feel me? He talking about something that I can relate to. You feel me? And he ain't trying to, talk about all the other stuff that everybody else talking about. I mean, he do, but then he got the part where he being 1,000, 6,000 with us. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Okay, man. I appreciate that, man. You have an opportunity.
Appreciate you.
All right. One thing I noticed about you, I follow you on Twitter like tens of thousands of others do, a little scrappy, and keep up with you on Facebook. And one thing that you recently tweeted, I think, really shows what really is important for you in life. You were talking about your daughter and what it's like for you to be a father. How has being a father changed you as an artist?
It just kind of like, instead of when I first came out, I was all young and wild and just fight at any club, any city, any state, go to jail, wherever, you feel me? Stand up for a lot of stuff, you know, even if it takes dying, you feel me? But when you know, my little girl came, it was just, you know what I'm saying, like, I got to be here for her. I can't be behind no glass, can't be in no grave, you know what I'm saying? Can't be on the other side of where I got to be here for her. She a little girl, she need a daddy, you know what I'm saying? And when a little girl had her daddy, you feel me, she grows up a certain kind of way. When she do not have her daddy, she's also going to grow up a certain kind of way. You feel me? So it just made me tone down and be like, look, man, you know what I'm saying? You can go to jail. You can get killed. You can get hurt at any given time while you out here on this road or while you out here doing what you do, man. Tone it down and handle your business. You feel me? You got to look at it. Because at first, I was just like, you know, just running the street and stuff. But I had to just, you know, cement down and get with my little girl, man, so she'll know her dad and she'll know what's good and know how a man supposed to treat her.
Right. I think that's a really, really important point, man. And I think, you know, one thing, I think it goes back to that respect that we were talking about earlier. I think it all goes back to being able to know what you're worth, and there's nothing better than an example, and it's great that you're being able to provide that for your daughter. Again, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with national recording artist Lil Scrappy, talking to him a little bit about his journey as a musician and also what keeps him inspired. You know, Lil Scrappy, you're all over the place, you know, as far as, you know, I mentioned, of course, keeping in contact with fans through Facebook and Twitter. At the end of the day, I mean, I think success means different things to different people. What does success look like for you now? Because, you've had the awards, you've been able to have the fans. What does success look for you now?
Well, see, that's the whole thing. I never received an award, you feel me? Never received anything for me going through what I'm going through. And at the end of the day, none of us should. I mean, the only person that's gonna give you the greatest award ever is God. You feel me? So I put God first, man. And I thank Him for even having me in this area that I'm in now. And the only thing I can really get from success right now is happiness. You feel me? It's happiness. That's all I pray for: happiness and success. You feel me? Because when you where I'm at right now, the successful point I'm at right now is, it's hard to get back up to where I was at. It's hard. You know what I'm saying? You can't stop. Like, that's all I see right now. That's all I stress to my young homies, all the people, like you just saying, there's any encouraging, inspiring artists out there. Like, it's hard. You can't stop because it's hard to get back to where you was at, and it's hard to get back to where you were going.
Yeah.
It's hell getting back to where you was at. So think about where you was already trying to go, and you got to still get there. You feel me?
Right.
I feel a little bit of slam, but I don't feel like full length of it. I'm still trucking. You know what I'm saying? Still on my grustle.
Yeah. So let's grab it. What should our listeners, the song that's being played here on the radio now, of course, is No Love with Takara. What can our listeners be looking forward to next from you?
The next single, you know what I'm saying, should be the song with me and Rashida. It's called Bags. You know what I'm saying? It's me and my sister Rashida, straight out from Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? It's a club song, though. You feel me? So it's a jammer, a banger. You feel me? Then I got another one called I Like You, featuring the Grussel Gang. You feel me? So, and that's my squad, the Grussel Gang. I got that coming. It's out in the street right now, so. I mean, I can't do nothing but keep making bangers, man.
Exactly. And I think that's what your listeners are coming to expect. Again, Lil Scrappy, everybody, giving us some of his time today, talking to us a little bit about the journey to get where he is. Lil Scrappy, man, congratulations to you, and thank you a lot for taking out the time to be with us. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate y'all, man. And everybody, don't forget, June 18th, VH1, man, tune in. You're Born Love and Hip Hop ATL, man. Holla at your boy. The album, The Grussel, coming out June 26th. And Full Metal Jacket, the mixtape, is out right now on Live Mixtape and Nat Piff. Holla at your boy.
All right, there you hear it. Okay, that's going to do it for us for this part of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb. Sing as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.